Next up, it's the Environment Report with Mr. Great Lakes, Jeff Cart.
Invasive carp would be turned into food for people and farmed animals under a new partnership between the World Wildlife Fund and Freshwater Select. The two organizations, along with industry partners, have launched an invasive carp consortium. They hope to use market forces to halt the damage caused by invasive carp to U.S. lakes and rivers. They want to increase demand for carp products as a source of protein, reduce the population of the harmful fish, and counteract environmental damage. Invasive carp were originally introduced into the U.S. decades ago as a tool for pond cleaning. They've since infested and overwhelmed river systems in the Midwest. For more information on this project, look for invasivecarpconsortium.com. Federal funding aims to improve water level forecasts for the Great Lakes with the ability to predict levels up to a year in advance. The U.S. Department of Commerce and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will spend $3.7 million to support research on Great Lakes water levels forecasts. Officials say the use of current forecasts for decision-making has been historically limited. That's because there are large uncertainties in the rise and fall of anticipated water levels and the short time span of accurate predictions. Research to improve forecasts that provide increased confidence in water level changes could provide critical information to decision makers. The project is designed to improve seasonal water level forecasts using technology like machine learning to extend the forecasts from 6 months to 1 year in advance. This has been the Environment Report. For information on these and other stories, see MrGreatLakes.com. For Delta College Public Radio, I'm Jeff Cart.